From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gregory Pabst reading Against the Seventh Flag by Larry J. Martin. Now, let's begin with Against the Seventh Flag, Chapter 1. With its whisper of death, the lead ball buffeted the air. He jerked back, pulling rein as he did. He could not tell where the shot came from, but it splattered sandstone in the trail's narrow cleft a few paces in front of the Palomino, and made the stallion snort, nervously backstep. Deciding the shot had come from the front, he dropped low in the saddle, wheeled, and spurred the big horse. Then John Clinton Ryan heard the echoing shout, "Alto!" and looked back over his shoulder. Three riders. He had no reason nor inclination to run from Californios. He jerked rein. His Palomino sidestepped, jittery with the sound of clattering hoofs, as the three vaqueros swept down from the escarpment above. Clint spun the stallion to face them. Bursting out of the buckbrush, the first of the riders pulled rein so hard his roan stallion set his hindquarters and slid to a stop in the trail in front of Clint's big, sun-colored horse. The vaquero glared, hard-eyed, at the gringo, then at Clint's revolver, cocked and leveled on the man's ample belly. The Mexican's own single-shot cap and ball remained stuffed into his belt. The other two riders reined up behind the first, muskets casually lying across their saddles. Diablo, Clint's Palomino, tossed his head impatiently, flinging lather, wanting to keep up the trail-eating lope they had been moving at since they had left Santa Barbara at daybreak, some 4 hours ago.
You are on the rancho of Alonzo.